A dreamy start to a beautiful fall day. Gabriel Fauré, Pavan. That was the Boston Pops here on Kansas Public Radio. Next we'll hear Orchestra Mozart, and then the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra this hour for the Janáček Sinfonietta. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Good morning. It's about 9:13. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. Here's Mozart's first violin concerto on KPR. Mozart's first violin concerto, Claudio Abbado's Orchestra Mozart with Italian violinist Giuliano Carmagnola. Next, a piece by Lajos Janáček that he told a conductor it was written with a hot pen. Make yourself at home in the noon hour where we have a nice old guitar concerto by Vivaldi and a little chamber music from a student of Beethoven, plus a stirring creation from Saint-Saëns called The Muse and the Poet. Classical music continues from noon to three with Jeff Watson here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. And next we'll hear the Lajos Janáček Sinfonietta. It's probably his most loved, and it was his last orchestral piece. And he was inspired by a memory of brass fanfares played outdoors by a military band in southern Bohemia. So this is the five movement, written in 1 month, Lajos Janáček Sinfonietta on Kansas Public Radio. Timeless music by Lajos Janáček, first heard in 1926, Sinfonietta, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We'll have Aaron Copeland's Letter from Home right after the 10 o'clock news in just a few minutes. But first, here's the most incredible four-minute crescendo maybe ever written by Sir Edward Elgar. This is the Nimrod variation from the Enigma variations. The great Sir Edward Elgar, Nimrod variation from the Enigma variations here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We are live and local, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, plus KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. It's already up to 53 degrees in Lawrence. It's supposed to be nice for a few days. Should be sunny today with a high of 67. Tonight above freezing, 39, and tomorrow, Thursday, should be partly sunny with a high near 69. It's 10:01. Good morning. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm up 360 points. The NASDAQ is down 130. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. nostalgic music by Aaron Copland, Letter from Home. And that's how it was supposed to sound, because it was the composer himself conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Next, music that if somebody's just driving across the Flint Hills and they tune in the middle of Schubert's Sixth, they might think, that kind of sounds like Haydn. Now here it sounds like Rossini. And here? Well, it's music that he wrote in his late teens. So it's a wonderfully, youthfully charming piece. That's next on KPR, and later this hour, listen for a modern octet by Bruce Hobson. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Here's Symphony No. 6 by the Teenaged Schubert on KPR. From Schubert, maybe about halfway through his life, late teens, Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 6, one of the C major symphonies. That was Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. About this time next hour, we'll be listening to a Giuseppe Torelli trumpet sonata, and then a Vivaldi cello concerto, also at about 11:10, taking up most of the 11 o'clock hour, our trip through the Grand Canyon, after we hear the Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy, right after the 11 o'clock news. It's 14 minutes now before 11. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for the music this morning on KPR comes from the Hall Center. The Hall Center is presenting their 20th anniversary open house Thursday, November 13th at the Hall Center for the Humanities, open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu. Well, here's something by Bruce Hobson. This is his octet on KPR. Written by a piano teacher in Vermont in 1980, Bruce Hobson's octet on KPR.
Atomic radiation spawns giant monsters at KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. It Came from Beneath the Sea, starring a giant octopus that gets salty with San Francisco.
They almost never come up unless they're disturbed.
Disturbed? By what?
Hungry.
Also showing The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Cinema Go-Go's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. This is KPR from KU. We're live and local on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 broadcasting the same product, KPR, in Emporia through 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, ditto for Olsburg Junction City at 91.3. And down south, it's KANQ holding it up, Chanute, with 90.3. We'll have the beautiful Clair de Lune, and then the Grand Canyon Suite right after the news. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.com. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News, it is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to making mental and well-being a priority and offering support and taking on everything life demands, with therapists available to communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio on KPR. It's been called the sound of the soul leaving the body. That's the wonderful piano piece from the Suite Bergamasque by Claude Debussy, Claire de Lune, Jean-Yves Thibaudet handling it very well. Well, you have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community, even in the great hereafter, through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Love Garden, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Next, we have an all-American performance. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic of an all-American piece, the Grand Canyon Suite. It's a 1931 piece written by American composer Ferde Grofe that depicts the scenery of the Grand Canyon. The five-movement suite, originally titled Five Pictures of the Grand Canyon, includes Sunrise, Painted Desert, On the Trail, Sunset, and Cloudburst. Ferde Grofe was inspired by a camping trip and created this to reflect his passion for the American West, which he described as an infectious passion for the beauty of the untouched American West. The composer, Ferde Grofe, loved the American West. He went on vacation there. Loved it so much, he described it in music. In what we just heard, his Grand Canyon Suite. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 16 minutes before 12 noon. Jeff Watson's in with more classical music from noon to 3. He has Beethoven, Saint-Saëns, and more. And a Vivaldi guitar concerto. In fact, we'll have a Vivaldi cello concerto in a few minutes after we hear our next piece, which is the Giuseppe Torelli Trumpet Sonata here on KPR with Wynton Marsalis. The great trumpeter Wynton Marsalis with the English Chamber Orchestra for the Giuseppe Torelli Trumpet Sonata in D. Next, we turn to Vivaldi, one of his cello concertos with the great Mstislav Rostropovich as cellist. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.com. And from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. It's KPR. The Collegium Musicum and cellist Mstislav Rostropovich for Antonio Vivaldi's Cello Concerto in C. It's about a minute before 12 noon. Jeff Watson's with you next for more classical music. Let's check his playlist and see what he's got going on. I know he has at least one piece by Vivaldi this afternoon. Let's see. Oh, at 12:06, it's a Frank Bridge Scherzo Fantastique, but then Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D, and then we'll hear some Carl Czerny and Camille Saint-Saëns and Mozart, and it looks like a great afternoon of classical music with Jeff here on KPR. Remember, you can check our playlists anytime to see what's playing or what's been played at kansaspublicradio.org.
Okay, I might be a little biased, but the holidays are just better with Morning Edition. From hearing about how families celebrate across town,
you come in there, you wash your hands, you roll up your sleeves, you work together,
to learning about fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next one. Morning Edition, each weekday morning on KPR between 5 and 9 before the classical music starts. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Support for news next on KPR comes from NOTO, Arts and Entertainment District, located in North Topeka, offering art, live music, food, a wide variety of vendors, and more. Details at explorenoto.org. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chendrim Gashi, in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich, November 13th, 7 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR.